Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, OB, is it irony when you slur the word slur?
On WAAF.
That's a good one.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. I don't believe they are offering a gun with the purchase of a new roof.
Too bad.
As a company in Virginia is, which was in the news earlier this morning. But they are offering their Spring Into Savings program at East Coast Metal Roofing. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. Go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:33 a.m.
I find it ironic that LB's talking about two bars in Cincinnati. One called the Blind Pig, didn't have a name until he started getting drunk there. And the other one, the Flying Pig. That's what they called him when they saw him on the ice.
End of message. Oh.
I was 205 pounds when I played. I was a wet rat.
Tuesday, 8:15 a.m.
Hey, kid. Yeah. That couple that invented the beer for dogs, they stole my idea. I've been drinking Crush, sniffing beer for 30 years.
End of message.
Yeah, there's now a beer for dogs. So you and man's best friend can sit down and have a cold one together.
Nice.
End of a long day. Now you get home from work. Right. Nobody cares what you did.
Nope.
Except for man's best friend. The two of you can sit down and have a beer together.
Tuesday, 8:52 a.m.
Okay. Let me get you to a representative. We're experiencing higher than normal call volume. Your estimated wait time is April 29th.
End of message.
That's outstanding.
You know, you can't. You can't get a person, actual human being on the phone anymore to answer any kind of question you might have. About, I'm not talking about meaningless stuff, but like important things. Like you just can't, I don't know if it's the robot uprising or people don't want to do those jobs anymore or.
Well, the problem is it's like they're handling like three calls at once. So they pick up with you, they're like, can I just put you on hold for a moment while I look at your account? Then they go answer the next call, then the third call. Then they come back to you. You tell them what the problem is. Okay, let me take a look. Now they go back to call number two. It's like you're in this crazy
My biggest peeve with this is when they tell you what number to hit and you hit the wrong number, then you got to hang up.
Back
you
got to
dial
again.
Back.
Again.
You got pretty fat fingers, kid.
Here's a text that says, LB's dog hasn't drank in 2 years. Yes, LB, just like LB, his dog
right.
has not drank alcohol in 2 years.
Tuesday, 12:45 p.m.
Danielle went to New Jersey on a pranic healing retreat. They said that it was good for her, but we all know what to believe. Voodoo, 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 voodoo. Danielle's coming back again.
End of message.
I hope we don't see.
Funny.
Hope we don't see you like Felicity Huffman being dragged out of your home in handcuffs at gunpoint one day because of this snake oil healing. Thing that you're doing.
No.
I mean,
I am a patient of Danielle.
Really?
Yes.
Did she lay her hands on you?
No, there's absolutely no touching involved.
No touching,
this is
no
why
touching.
I'm never going to go back to her again because I thought that was the whole thing. You got some kind of massage.
What do you, you wanted some action?
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's finally going to touch my body.
What are you, what are you suffering from?
Erectile dysfunction.
No. What is it?
God, Greg, I have a huge list here. I have an elbow problem right now that's bothering me. So
excessive
she was,
masturbation.
Actually,
it's a carpal tunnel.
Yeah, it does hurt when I do that. Yeah.
So wait, you have an elbow issue.
Yeah.
And so, you asked her to do pranic healing.
Yeah. Well, I said I got this elbow thing. She goes, oh, let me. You know, she's learning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of like her guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
So
right.
She's,
it's like when it's like the people who go to get their car fixed by the
at the tech school,
the Voke High School kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they go to lunch at the Voke High School.
Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
What did she do?
Well, I sat in a chair, and I had to be very still.
Yeah.
And then, can I say, Danielle, what you
did? No, it's not a secret. I mean,
yeah. She builds some kind of spiritual fire.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need a salt bowl to throw away the bad energy, but if you don't have a salt bowl handy, then you can build a, manifest a green fire.
Can you use garlic salt? Asking for a friend.
Sure, if you want.
Okay.
What about adobo?
So you do a salt, you get a salt bowl out.
Right, and then so what I think, if I'm explaining it right, she scans my body with her hands.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then she finds where the trouble is, and that is what she's called, you called it a clog.
It was a clog.
Yeah. Backed up.
Energy that is clogged in an area that's causing the pain, and then she takes the clog or whatever's backing it up and puts it and disposes of it in the fire.
So it's almost like an air happy ending.
Yes.
Kind of. Right. Yeah. So she can't get arrested because she's not actually touching me. Right?
Did it work?
It's only one treatment.
You have to go several times. You don't go to physical therapy once.
It's like acupuncture. You have to pay for
50 treatments in advance.
Yeah, that's right. I'm signed up.
You get a discount if you buy in bulk.
Do you feel like you have a little bit of less evil energy?
We got to go a few more times.
I mean, Danielle, when you take the evil energy and you put it in the salt bowl, could I hide that in somebody's desk and sabotage a coworker?
No, that's why I would take it and empty it in the toilet right away so that you wouldn't have access to it.
Is a texter wants to know if you use crystals.
They do use crystals in pranic healing. I haven't taken advanced yet, so I'll learn that next month.
Oh, that's the advanced part of it?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says, guys, 617 text, in Danielle's defense, energy healing actually works. I have a sister who is a healer and also a Tai Chi instructor.
Tai Chi.
And energy healing is part of Chinese medicine. Does that mean you get Chinese food after you participate in the Chinese medicine?
Bonus.
Because you really want
that makes me feel better every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I mean, so you're going to see how it goes.
Yeah. I got to go through the whole process.
Yeah.
She showed me some exercises to do to release some energy, which were actually very good. That actually woke me up a little bit.
Good.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, what a load of crap. I love this text message.
To its simplest form.
What a load of crap.
Well. Good luck in your pain.
A lot of people that benefit from it.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, God, all the hot ones are crazy. I know. That's
well, at least you
is.
Think I'm hot.
That's it. At least they think you're hot.
Tuesday, 1:49 p.m.
Yeah, LB, I got your back. That moron that called in about Nippon not having as much darkness as it actually has. Buddy, you're from Buffalo. Nippon is over 800 miles farther north into Canada than Buffalo is south into not even Canada. Why don't you stick to what you Buffalonians know best, throwing sex toys at football games because your team sucks.
End of message.
Love the support.
I mean,
love the support.
Speaking of that, good chance that there may be a little bit better competition in the AFC East this season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets are making moves.
Tons.
Making moves. So who knows? Maybe it'll be a little bit more difficult for our Patriots to win the AFC East for the 97th year in a row.
He's being cocky now.
Yes.
5:41 a.m.
Lori Loughlin, isn't she one of those actresses that's always on the Lifetime Network?
Yes.
Coming up today on Lifetime. Newly divorced single mother moving to a small town with her coming-of-age daughter who moves in and there's something weird going on with the neighbor next door. Meanwhile, a member of the faculty is obsessed with her daughter while her daughter is obsessed with one of her teachers. The whole time, the mother of the head cheerleader is about to commit murder to make sure her daughter doesn't lose her number one spot.
End of message.
Nailed it.
I'm guessing that it would be irony if Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were to be portrayed in a Lifetime movie about the college bribery scandal by other actresses because right? they were in jail, yes. right? That would be, would that be irony?
Yeah.
If they couldn't play themselves in the movie about themselves? About
is that
how
irony?
I mean, what do you say to your kid when they find out that they were, they? I'll be kind, I won't say dumb, but they hadn't put enough effort in high school to get into college, so you had to pay a couple of million dollars for them to get in. Like, what do you, or do you think the kids knew about it all the time?
I'm just assuming this, whether they knew about it or not, they probably don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, which I think is, could fall under the category of Nation of Pussies?
Yeah.
And this is a really telling thing about where we are at this point in the evolution of our country. Why are none of those kids who are 18 years old charged in this?
That's what I was asking earlier. What do you do with the kids?
Well, you were saying, what does the schools do with the kids? I'm asking why they were not charged
right.
as a part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The daughters of, was it the daughters of Felicity Huffman or the daughter of, was it Olivia Jade who posed on the rowing machine in order to pretend to be a crew recruit when she had never done crew before?
I believe they did that with both of Lori Loughlin's daughters.
They did it with both of Lori yeah. Loughlin's daughters.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you don't know what's going on if you're an 18-year-old and your parents are saying, hey, You gotta pose in a crew outfit on a rowing machine
right.
so that we can make out to be a fake recruit.
Well, parental pressure.
Doesn't anyone notice when you get to college that you don't know how to do crew? That you don't know how to row?
Well, they're all paid off anyway. They're just yes people. Is now, she on the crew? Yes. Yep,
here's
she
a nine,
is. Yeah.
Here's a 978 text, which says, Greg, you better mention this on the air. The FBI really has nothing better to do? Do some people feel that way? Like,
it's
do some
is
people
bribery. This is very serious. This is an extremely yeah. serious crime.
This is fraud yeah. like in any business.
Right.
Yeah.
If this happened on Wall Street, you'd probably want it investigated. Why are colleges any different?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
The barter system, the favor barter system's been going on since the beginning of time.
Well, that's not what this is, though. That's not the, I know you
want to. LB's going to make it about it.
Well, LB's going to continue to defend it because he thinks it's fine.
I'm not defending it.
Well, that's what you were doing earlier during the 6 o'clock hour.
No, I wasn't. I think it's amazing that everyone's pretending that this hasn't gone on in different situations, the Division I sports thing.
I don't know what. Who is bribing somebody to get their
but
kid?
But you don't think agents of an incredibly talented athlete doesn't bribe a college to get him into a Division I school?
No, I don't think they do.
What?
I don't believe that they do.
All agents are on the up and up.
Well, don't you think that would be something that the Justice Department, the FBI, would want to investigate?
That's my point.
Well,
How come they haven't?
I think they probably have, and they probably didn't find out that a lot of people are.
You're pretending that the NCAA hasn't scammed billions of dollars in Division I sports through sneaker companies, through clothing companies. I'm not
pretending that at all. Well, I'm merely talking about this story
yeah.
and the fact that I don't think it has anything to do with the NCAA and what they have done with regard to free rides or any other of those things that you keep bringing up. Hello, Dan.
I just got a comment for LB. I think the main thing that he's missing here is it's the charities. There's hundreds of these charities set up across our country that defraud the government and people of millions of dollars every year. And that was the original investigation, and that's how they yeah. caught on to what was going on because it was a fraudulent charity.
Right, and go tear that.
Go after these people just because they were trying to bribe their kids way into college. They were part of a bigger investigation that led them to this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yes. Go grab the big fish.
Wow. So you don't want to see anybody like whether it's Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin or any of these other parents be dragged into this, is what you're saying.
Right. Like I'm not someone that would that would want them to go to jail.
What are you laughing at, Danielle?
978.
Which one?
The produce one.
The what? The produce one? Where is it?
Can somebody please take LB to the grocery store into the produce section and show him the difference between apples and oranges?
Oh, that's a pretty good way to write that. I like that.
Now you guys are all right. Your opinion's perfect. My opinion sucks.
Every time you bring up something else other than this case, it sounds like you're diminishing the crime here and you're defending
it. I do not believe that this is some sort of major crime.
But it is. Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Yeah. I, again, someone that went to a private high school, I know kids that got, you know, totally bought into my private high school.
Now you're making it sound like it's okay.
Yeah, it goes on all day, every day.
Right.
Yeah, don't get a parking ticket fixed.
Now you're defending
time.
It.
Here's a text.
I am. I don't think it's a big deal. What else do I have to say? So we differ in opinion. I don't have a problem with it, Mike.
Here's a 401 text. My best friend, a Bryant University alum, made a donation of $10,000 to help get his son into Bryant. He is a C student at best. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have the whole thing where you have the legacies. You know, the double eagles and the triple eagles, and they, you know, my grandpa went to BC, and that's a whole nother part of this. You know?
Yeah, that should be that. They should get rid of that too.
You think so? The legacy.
Well, if your grandfather was a straight A student, that's great. Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't matter. This is Caesar from the South Shore on the Framingham Ford Studio line. Hello, Caesar.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up?
I've been there on a business for a while, and the movie they told us to watch was called Suckers, with the lady Laura in it from Full House. There, she gets fully naked in a sex scene. You gotta see it.
Lori Loughlin. Aunt Becky, nude in the film Suckers?
The movie Suckers. It's about a used car dealership, how the salesman screw everybody, and it's a comedy, but yet you see what you saw, and let me know how you see it.
All right.
That's got to be a two-thumbs-up scene.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I think that as a punishment, they should make the kids play the positions their parents bribed them to take.
That's a good idea.
I guess, you know, for me, the takeaway is you're not doing anything to help your child. If you're buying your child a better score on the SATs, then you're doing nothing to help prepare your child for real life. That's the real issue. I said this earlier. It doesn't matter to me personally what university, what college anybody went to. I think it has absolutely nothing to do with how you end up doing in life. I think there is an advantage to going to college when it comes to your network later on in life, and it's an important way to build relationships. And certainly, if you're a Yale man and you go to an interview and the guy who's interviewing you is a Yale man, then you may have an advantage. But it doesn't matter one bit. When it comes to how successful you are, and you're, you know, many times it's $240,000 or $250,000, to be able to tell somebody that you went to this particular. I mean, look how important it was to these people. One of these parents paid $6.3 million to get their kid into a school.
Yeah, they've got a few money.
I mean, that's yeah.
But it's, I mean, if you're those parents and you have FU money and your kid says, I want to go party at USC for 4 years.
Yeah.
You'd be like, great. Well, get out of the house.
I mean, this texter says, Greg, remember, these kids are never going to have to live a real life anyway. So, you know, if you look at on Instagram at Olivia Jade, the daughter of Lori Loughlin, who's already an Instagram influencer at age 18 or whatever, you know, is she ever going to have to go out and get herself a real job anyway? I don't know.
If you had
here's a 617 text. Laughlin's daughter is on my daughter's floor in the dorm. Apparently, she spends all day videotaping herself. Well, of course she does. It's for Instagram.
Well, she's got 1.3 million followers. Yes. What kind of cake would you make with that many followers?
Here's a text that says, Barry Hill's check must have bounced to Neshoba Regional High School back in the day. Yeah. I mean, jeez, I wish somebody could have. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, you have no idea. I work for a public company, and the CEO will only hire Ivy League or top school employees. Mm. So, okay. Well, that to me is ludicrous because it has nothing to do. Whether you're an Ivy League student, great. But there are community college students who put themselves through college by working a job while they're going there who, to me, would be, you know, more worthy of being hired. I'd rather hire somebody who has played a team sport, for instance. You know, I think a great interview question is, you know, have you played a team sport? Because at least you know that they're going to be able to interact with people and work toward a common goal. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, John?
Did you read a text that said someone paid Bryant University $10,000 to get their kid in?
Yes.
$10,000, was that 1934 or was that? I don't think that check is going to.
I don't think that would do. I don't know.
Well, you don't know. It was cash in a briefcase. Got a lunch.
Yeah.
That could work.
I don't know.
6:11 a.m.
Well, Jessica, so you'd like to get into my school, will you? Well, just step into my office. Who am I? Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Dean Hungwell.
End of message.
Dean Hungwell. Great.
6:26 a.m.
Hey, Greg, I'm a mail smoke. Are you going to follow me back? Because if you don't, I'll unfollow you.
End of message. 6:39 a.m.
Danielle, quick question.
Yeah.
Is that stranger you've been communicating with asked you to get the helmet out of his office yet?
End of message.
That's good.
All right. Code. This is David on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. I'm all excited to be on the air, and my wife's looking at me shaking the dice like, hey, whenever you're on the air, hey. where you went to college, you're absolutely right. My first job out of college was in a call center. I was working with people from Phillips Academy, all right?
Yeah.
What?
Let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, I hope this kind of maybe wakes up the college campuses a little bit and these students start to see through this socialist agenda that these universities are pushing when they realize that their heroes, their professors, their coaches are all on the dole taking all this bribe money when what they're preaching, they don't believe in themselves.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, it's very hypocritical. I mean, it's the same in the case of Felicity Huffman. You know, it's somebody who wants to tell you how to live your life in the right way from her Hollywood perch, but isn't doing that in her own life. So I think it's a tad bit hypocritical. But here's somebody who says, ask the listeners, and I think you will be surprised at how common this is. Really? I mean, feel free to call it.
What, paying somebody off?
Like bribing somebody to get into college.
Or anything, really.
Doesn't make it okay, though.
I am curious about it. Like, I think it's, I am curious if you know, and you know, you're aware of instances where people are paying off, I don't care if it's coaches or administrators, in order to get their kid into college. I mean, there's so many. How much money do these colleges need? Like, I mean, you're looking at.
I don't know, Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, so they're taking money. I guess the individuals are taking bribes for their own benefit. But here's a 617 text. Greg, do you think that Andy from the Fyre Festival has helped any family members get into college? I don't know. We should ask Andy.
Yeah.
Spaz, I saw Spaz last night, and he has a mystery guest coming up for us in a little, I think in a couple weeks.
Excellent.
So, his next, the Spaz mystery guest, is somebody that he is obsessed with from a social media standpoint. So you'll figure it out. You'll figure out who he is modeling himself after on the motivational side of things and who he's working
interesting,
on.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.